Hello, everyone, and welcome in to Ask the Doctor. I'm your host, Will Cooper, and I am joined today and excited to have with us Dr. Stephen Spitz. Dr. Spitz, thank you for being with us today so we can learn a little bit more about back pain, surgery, and much more that you do. But first of all, can you start off by introducing yourself for us?
My name is Stephen Spitz. I am a neurosurgeon. I was trained at Georgetown University Hospital in Washington, D.C. Then I moved back down south and did a fellowship at Emory University, and then went back up to Washington, D.C. to Georgetown to take a job for the past 3 years. I then moved back here about a year and a half ago and have been practicing at Northside ever since.
Thank you. So, Dr. Spitz, what would you say is the leading cause of back pain for most people?
So the leading cause of back pain is mainly spinal degeneration, usually from arthritis. Most contributing factors to that are age, obesity, smoking, and typically bad posture.
So when should I go to the doctor if I'm having back pain?
So if you've been having back pain for over 6 weeks, if you've been having worsening leg pain or arm pain, or if you had a history of infection, fever, if you have a trauma or a history of cancer, then you want to see someone a lot sooner.
What should I look for when selecting an MD to see about my back pain?
So you want to see someone who's been specially trained in spine surgery, someone who's been fellowship trained, especially in different types of techniques to the spine, someone who can do basically more contemporary spine surgeries, along with someone who can do the more traditional surgeries as well. That way they can tell you the pros and cons of both types, and then you can pick from that.
Okay, so what should I expect if I go to see a doctor about my back pain?
So if you see an MD about back pain, the first thing they're probably going to do is get a physical therapy order or send you to pain management. If you're not getting better with those modalities over the next 6 weeks, then they'll probably get an MRI of whatever body part that's hurting. Either if it's your neck, it'll be your cervical spine. If it's your lumbar region, that's your low back, then they'll get an MRI of that region. Otherwise, after that, if you're still having pain and the MRI shows something, then they will send you to a specialist.
Okay, Dr. Spitz, what do you get asked the most about herniated discs?
So herniated discs are very, very common. If I got an MRI on most people on the street who had no symptoms, it would probably show a herniated disc. The main symptom of a herniated disc is leg pain or arm pain, depending on what region it is. If it's in your neck, it's arm pain. If it's in your low back, it's leg pain. Now, most herniated discs will typically heal themselves over about 6 weeks to 3 months. If you're still having symptoms after those time frames, then that's the time to get another MRI, and surgery may be the best option. Typically, surgery will get you back to normal activities sooner than just waiting for it to heal on its own after that.
If I'm having problems with heavy lifting, will a back brace really help with my back pain?
So, back braces and durable medical equipment can help you with knowing your limitations. You don't want to wear them too long, because then you're basically taking some of the force off of your muscles that are naturally there to act as an internal back brace. As you wear a back brace, those muscles can atrophy, and then that can lead you in a worse spot afterwards, where you need to strengthen those muscles even more once you're done with a back brace. But after a fusion surgery, back brace is pretty nice because it tells you what you can and cannot do.
So if someone does end up having back surgery, what can they expect for recovery?
Restrictions, no bending, no lifting anything greater than 15 pounds or twisting, what we call the BLTs. After that, we get you back into physical therapy, strengthen your core muscles, which is your abdominal muscles and your low back muscles, to help take force off of the spine. Usually the pain associated with surgery gets better after about 2 to 4 weeks. The first 3 days are usually the worst, but if it's for a herniated disc or anything in the neck or lumbar spine, typically the arm or leg pain that you had would be gone almost immediately after surgery. You will be left with some low back pain, which will heal over time.
Dr. Spitz, if someone has spinal surgery, will that lead to another surgery down the road?
So that's a great question. Now that depends on how your spinal surgery is done, quite frankly. And that brings me back to the other question of why you want to choose someone who specializes in spine. There's a condition called flat back deformity where if you do instrumentation in the low back and you fuse them in a non-natural alignment, then there's a higher chance that you are gonna have adjacent segment issues or degeneration at the level above. Now, what you wanna do is make sure that you are fusing or instrumenting a person in a natural alignment when you compare that to their normal pelvic anatomy. So you wanna make sure that the curve in their spine is matching with their pelvic parameters, and that will lessen their risk of having adjacent segment problems and needing further surgery in the future. Now, the other issue is you do have 33 vertebrae in your spine, you have over 120 muscles and over 220 ligaments. Any level can degenerate at another time, so it could just be the natural history of other levels degenerating as well.
Dr. Spitz, thank you for being with me today on Ask the Doctor, presented by Northside Hospital Cherokee. I've been your host, Will Cooper. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next time.